Hello, everyone, and welcome to Edge Talk Radio. My name is Angela Zabel. That's me. And today we are here with Vivian Chauvet. And I love her name. I still probably have not pronounced it correctly, but it is awesome. And today we are going to be talking. She is an interstellar, a missionary, emissary from, she is from Arizona. And we're going to be talking both the Acturians and the interstellar communication with them. So, I can't wait to get into with that because it is going to be a very interesting conversation, and I can't wait for you to meet her. So today, who am I? I am Angela Zabel. I am a teacher, coach, and medium. I have connected with spirit my entire life, working with a team in the non-physical. And as I have gone through, I have also connected with multiple other realms from other areas, other realms out there. I call them the star nations, for lack of a better term. So I am a teacher, coach, medium, retreat host, radio show host, writer, and I also do gallery readings, speaking engagements, and I also offer guidance, mediumship, and I also offer the Amplified Universe membership. This is a membership understanding who we are, why we're here, what is our role in the world around us, and how to connect to those that are always around us. I work with people around the world, and you can find out more about me on pretty much all the social media aspects. Otherwise, go to my website, angelazabel.com. And today we are here with Edge Magazine. Edge Magazine is the leading events and media resource dedicated to all aspects of holistic living, health, wellness, and the mysteries beyond, sharing information, wisdom, resources, committed to promoting businesses, organizations, and individuals that are here for our collective journey of wholeness and balance, because all of us need wholeness and balance, especially balance going forward in the upcoming years. And also, if you're interested, you can sign up for Edge Magazine. You can go online. You can go to edgemagazine.net. You can sign up to have their magazine delivered to your door, or you can go online because every other month they come in printed, and every month they are online. And with that, they also reach over 30 states plus Canada, and they promote 17,000 printed magazines for each print. So make sure to go check them out. And if you're a business out there and want to be a drop spot for Edge Magazine, go on their website and you can fill out the form to become a drop spot for your business. And with that, make sure to check out more on Edge Magazine at edgemagazine.net, because there is so much information on their website, and on Edge Talk Radio is also on there, along with other the Being Curious show. There's many other episodes on edgemagazine.net. So make sure to check it all out. And today we are here with Vivian. She is an advanced Arcturian hybrid avatar. And we're going to get into a little bit more of that. We'll have her explain that, because there's a lot of people that don't understand that aspect. She is a published author, international speaker, creator of the Arcturian Energy Matrix Healing and the Arcturian Healing Arts Program, also the owner of the Infinite Healing of the Stars. Over the past decade, she has conducted over 22,000 private sessions worldwide for transformative changes and quantum evolution. She has traveled in several countries, including England, Costa Rica, Venezuela, Egypt, Greece, and Africa, to give intergalactic lectures and co-host global gatherings. The Hopi, Zuni, and Lakota First Nation elders have recognized Vivian as being a star being. Her presence emanates the radiance of the Acturians' 13th light dimension system. And I've got to say, I can feel that, and it is absolutely amazing. So I hope some. Not taking your energy, let's take that away, but tap into who she is on a soul level, because she is absolutely amazing. And as she's been a speaker, she's also going to be speaking in the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles. I know that will be over by the time this comes out, but she also speaks in Sedona and other aspects. So make sure to watch her, to follow her on her website, and that is the Infinite Healing from the Stars award-winning documentary, Extraordinary, the Revolutions. And I and her features in the upcoming base. Let me start that over because I sure messed that up. She will be featured in the upcoming documentary based on Craig Cambus. I don't know how to pronounce his name. Campbell.
Camp, like a camp. Okay. Camp.
Campbell ba Bassos.
Camp. Campo Basso. Camp
There.
Basso.
Campbell Bassos. The Extraterrestrial Species Almanac. Vivian's collaborative best-selling book series, Wisdom of the Silver Sisters, Guiding Grace, Gold of Love, Legends of Legacies, and the Imagist. Imaginist?
The Imaginist.
Imagist. Ooh, I like the sound of that. They're available on Amazon. And in 2020, Vivian founded the Acturian online community for Ascension, which has exclusive memberships, online events, meditation areas, and retreats. She's a producer and co-host of the Infinite Star Connections podcast, and you can follow her on YouTube, the Conscious Awakening Network, Facebook, Instagram, and Patreon. So make sure to check out more about Vivian on the Infinite Healing from the Stars.com. Make sure to check out her YouTube, Patreon, Facebook, and Instagram. And all of the links will be down below. So make sure to check them out. And I like the fact that you have the membership for people because I feel there's a lot of people who are going to want to explore some of these aspects a lot deeper, and I feel that membership is very good. And this is something a newer membership, is that correct? You've only had it a couple of years.
Indeed, well said. For the last 2 years, I built what I now call the Universal Arcturian Online Community. And for me, it's more than numbers. Some people say, well, your community, there's no thousands of people. I don't want thousands of people. What I want is quality. And the members that we have, some of them are core members who've been with us from the beginning. And the membership are very tailored in terms of the sixth level of membership as of right now. And this include all kind of budget. I always make it very affordable and yet honoring also the high quality of what we, the content, the experience, the vibration, the opportunity that we also provide. And it's, you're right, membership makes it more significant. It really helped to magnify your level of commitment. You are in a group setting. We have also those Zoom meetings with the members. There's engagements involved, a lot of teachings. Teachings for us is helping people remembering the pathway that already exists within them. And when you're in the presence of masters of light, intergalactic beings, our turns are known as masters of light. It really support in ways that we could never achieve truly just a one-on-one session, a private, on the one-on-ones here and there. We want something more meaningful. And so we are very happy about our community. Very, very grateful for that, for every members.
I love that. And I just keep, so for those of you who don't know, I work with a team in the non-physical, and they also help me during these interviews because they know who's going to be listening, and they come with, they'll have me back up, they'll have me ask different questions. And one of the things they want to say to you, Vivian, is that this has been, the membership has been so needed for so many people and is going to make such a big difference for the people in your community and the people you're drawing in that will be hearing those messages. They're also saying that even though this is a newer, it's a few years old now, but this membership is going to continue to grow over the upcoming years to include so many people who are awakening to remember who they are. And they are so happy that you are doing this. And I know we started a little bit different this year, this time, because my team is guiding me differently. And I just want to thank you so much for being here, Vivian. I appreciate it greatly. I appreciate your time. And I am so excited to for other people to understand who you are on a heartfelt level. And it's funny, I've got this light just going across my throat here, which is something we had talked about earlier. So
Yes.
the light. So, Vivian, you have been on this journey and you've been connecting to a lot of things throughout your life. What was it in your life that made you understand who you were working with? Like, you've been working with the Arcturians, you've been recognized by so many, by the different tribes, different aspects. What was it that you finally realized this is who it was, or did they actually tell you who it was?
That's a great question. So it's a beautiful blend of all of it. So allow me to take the journey with you. So because I am a soul emanation directly from my Arcturian ascendant, I send itself, I would call it my Arcturian avatar self. Because I am an Arcturian being in this physical human hybrid form, it's like taking on a disguise, not a disguise, but taking on this beautiful form, but with a knowingness that who's underneath that form, that it's, I know that I'm here. I've always felt I'm here to, I'm passing through. But again, my passage through is very significant, and it will be filled with a multitude of layers of experiences, connections, communications, relationship, experiencing deep with the planet herself, because I commune with the planet herself. Communicating with a multitude of beings, visible and non-visible, all the invisible kingdom that coexists with the earth, the mineral kingdom, the animal kingdom, who I absolutely love and respect, and even the tree nations. I was like, I'm very protective of trees. So it's always been a deep innate knowingness. On top of that, even as a child growing up and later on in my 20s, my delegation, I have a core group within the vast Arcturian delegation who is assigned to me. So I do have a very large group who are, let's say, they're part of my earthly mission, and they know that I'm the one in, or an aspect of me to the very least, is in this physical form. And so they're always assigned to me. So think of it this way: it's wherever I go, I always says, I bring the team with me. It's like it's everywhere. I can be sitting in a movie theater and I hear them, talking to me, going, "Well, are you going to have popcorn? We know that you like popcorn in this lifetime." I'm like, "Oh, that's right. I do like popcorn." And then they will talk to me, even when I am in that setting. It's almost like I have to, buy the ticket for an entire row because I have the group coming with me. But it's just coexisting with me into different stages or vibrational stages. But it's always been with me. Like today, getting ready for our time together, they said, "Today, we want you to wear this deep forest green color." I'm like, "Oh, that's a lovely idea. I know." And they will tell me exactly. And we are both in a green resonance field. And they will tell me things like that. They will guide me, even when it's kind of mundane and a more higher level, when I go back on the mothership with my father and I have my team coming and reassess whether it's, where am I health-wise, is my physical form needs some upgrades, assistance on the soul level, do I need also to release some absorption I may carry from the earth plane or other groups
Other group,
or non-earth, but interacting with the earth, which is a big difference. And then we will reassess in terms of where are we in a timeline, where are we on my earth mission, what is what we have observed, where are we globally in unconscious level, and what the changes are coming through in a timeline. So we constantly reassess. I'm constantly in that flow of very natural organic communication. Think of it as I have a special device assigned to them, and the Zoom link is always on 24/7. There's
Oh,
no, never
fantastic.
an interruption. So, of course, as I was integrating more into this life, at some point I felt very odd. I didn't have much synchronicity with the body. I did not know, sometimes how to behave, what to do, what to say, to comply with the human standard of communication, social aspect. So I have learned to adapt a lot more. Like today, I've become more of a specialist in that field. But even 10 years ago, or even less 20 years ago, you can tell that I felt like I was a bit misplaced. I did not fully understand. I was very functional. at the same time, I knew that it was a practical functionality rather than more innate, natural. I'm at home. I've been an Earth human so many thousand of times being on this planet. I know what to do. But for me, it's, I've been to the Earth just a few times, not as a Nocturian, but as in an incarnation in physical form. I only came at very strategic timeline where there was major historical changes. So I don't necessarily have the full background of understanding. And of the time, I tell my group, I said, it is pretty hard to understand how human behaviors are. They can be wonderful, loving, and so warm, and yet so unpredictable. They can flip on a dime. I have a hard time understanding this instability or the non-consistency into who they are or project to be. So I will have dialogue with them so they can help me understand a bigger picture, and you know, they help me reintegrate. Because the thing is, as a Nocturne being, I have certain outlook, perspective. And let's say I give my friendship, but when I give my friendship, you have my friendship. It's, we're fully involved and engaged with you, you know, and then I will be the same person all the way. And then we'll, you'll see that what you get out of me, you get the best out. And that's what we do. We live, we are in this oneness. Our turns are really this oneness, collect community. And then we recognize the individual expression of each other. But we're very, I would say, very loyal. When we agree to help a world or a planet or a group, we're very engaged, we're present. And you can expect that we give the best of who we are. So when I see the opposite, it makes me wonder whether it's from other spiritual teachers, whether it's from clients, whether it's from organizers of conferences, whether it's different situation. And I'm like, interesting, fascinating to watch them shifting into different facets. Why not just embracing the unity of who you are? That's one of the things that I've always found very fascinating, if that makes sense at all.
Absolutely. And it's really funny because I have also looked at a lot of people and I never understood how they operated. And finally, I had to just stop and say to myself, I don't want to know how they're operating. I just need to know how I want to operate. And I need to keep how I want to operate on the level I want to be at and not worry about it. Because it was driving me nuts trying to figure out how is that? How does that? I saw people too with the switches flipped where they'd be one way and the other. And I'm like, how does that work? How does that? And that's something, so they want me to back up a little bit because we're talking about the Arcturians and they want you to explain what is an Arcturian and where are they from and what is the difference between the Arcturian and us as humans?
Yes, that's a beautiful question. So Arcturian, think of us as we are a very, very ancient intergalactic civilizations. We simply have evolved into a different star system, and we have reached certain very high level of conscious mental faculties and understanding in terms of what it is like to be in the oneness or living by the universal laws and oneness and be of service of the one or the omnipotence of supreme creation. So we have to think that we have become masters of light throughout many, many thousands of years of history, learning, understanding, exploring, being of service with many other consuls. We're oftentimes the ones who are deployed as ambassadors to either resolve conflict or be part of certain interplanetary council where we can work in partnership with others. And we have learned from our own history. So we have become masters of life because we understand how to maintain ourselves in a constant vibrational state of serenity and oneness with the divine essence of who we are, but also in the oneness of our own community and in the oneness with creation, creator. So we have really achieved that level. So think of us And I always love to use this image. We really like those Zen masters, and you wonder how the master came to that place. Well, you have to think about the beginning. So Arcturian are known as to be very ancient. What it means is that we are a few millions of years old. So that gave us a time to learn a few things, right? And over
A little
time,
bit.
a little bit. And we have evolved in a world that has very different structures or core values or energy than the Earth have over our own history. And we're outside of the dualistic, polarized, linear time construct that you've known or this Earth have known for generations. So you kind of, the Earth was stuck in a time loop where we coexisting outside of that time loop. And so it helps to shift the catalyst of evolution, if you would. It gives a very, very different perspective of how you're going to perceive yourself and as part of a very complex multi-layer creation. So we have cultivated also an aspect of really true compassion and recognition and respect and reverence for whole life. At the same time, when we need to step up, we do have the technology to kick some butts if we need to. Okay. So those are the others who are listening, you know, we are greatly feared by the renegades group of different group system, especially the reptilians. They really, really despise us because they understand who we are and the light and the capacity that we hold. You know, some of the Zeta come from the Zeta group also. And we've been monitoring, you know, renegade groups that wants to come and interact with the Earth. And we go like, no, no, no. We're going to form a barriers and say, no, we can teach you. We can coach you. We can help you reconnect with your creator aspect of you. But you're not going to feed upon another living form or a planet. Mm-mm. We're very, let's just say, great guardians in that sense. So
I love that.
You love it.
And as you've discovered who they are, who the Arcturians are, who you are at a core level, who you are, did this start when you were very young? Did you have these interactions all the way through? And was it the same guardian group, or what did they switch? Or they're, so my team is backing me up and they're saying, could you explain, was it like a core person or Arcturian, or was there multiples and did they work together?
Yes, on the above. So I want to go back the same time in my timeline when you consider being born, even though my birth was very different. So let's just say when I call it re-entering, when I re-enter the Earth plane in the generational timeline that I came back in, I was brought in and then I was a baby. Even as a baby, I remember just being in a state of contemplation. Mm-hmm. And my mother, who was very young at the time, I always tease her that she was too young, but I know it was part of the agreement. I have to arrive at a certain time so I can be here at the stage today. So we had a time frame for me to return. But one thing she was telling me a lot is even by the age of 6 months old, okay, my body was 6 months old, I'm still this ancient being inside of that young body, okay? So I'm coexisting more outside of the body, and I'm still maintaining a connection to the body. But when I am in the body, I just remember just sitting there, and I would look around, be in that state of observation, like I was in absorbing mode, understanding the coordination, the motricity, having muscles, heavy skeleton structure, all of these anatomic differences that we don't have, that our body has shifted and evolved. I mean, we can stay in the same body for thousands of years if we want to. And that tells you a lot about the body and how we can rejuvenate and regenerate ourselves. But in these earthly form, it's a complete different story. And because I'm a hybrid, my physical form is a hybrid, I am very designed quite differently from a standard human being. It doesn't look on the outside, but in the inside, there's quite a little bit of differences. So I My body was already having a hard time just adapting here. Just the motion of getting up, sitting up, or grabbing an object, with muscle pulling and all, how the body responds. It was extremely difficult for me. Breathing, digesting, the immune system, everything. My body was struggled quite a bit. It took me a long time to adapt. This body took a long time to adapt, plus with my spark, my consciousness in it. So, my mom would always say, "You're so quiet all the time. You just sit there and smile. You don't move, you don't try to grab things or want to crawl or to discover. You were just sitting there. And you sleep a lot. It was boring. So I will wake you up." And she wake me up because she want, I mean, she's a young mother at home. Her baby sleep too much. I know it's really rare to hear that, right? Baby sleep too much, but because it was my body need to rejuvenate so much. And so she will pick me up and then say, "Come on, pull my hair." And I was trying, but it didn't have the capacity to comply. So one thing I remember distinctively is how much time it took for my body to attune itself. And I'm not talking about the first few months, I'm talking about several years
Wow.
of adaptability, to get to where today I'm so much more in fluid with my body. I've learned the mechanism. I'm like, I know the inside out. It's much more coordinated, everything. It took me years.
Did you have a lot of physical issues along the way too? Like physical problems with your body, with digestion and different things like that? Is that something you encountered also?
Oh, extremely. I mean, within the first year of my arrival, I remember my mom would go see, what is the name that you give to doctors specialized for children?
The
Pediatric.
pediatrics.
Thank you. The pediatrics, who was absolutely amazing, I believe he was an earth angel sent to us. He took me on right away and he says, "Look, she's very different. You're just going to have to embrace it. And we're going to have to work with her through the difference that she has." And he was coaching my mom to understand. And within the first year was, we don't know if the body is going to make it. We were not unsure if the body will survive even at all. It took me a long time just to adapt to the digestive system, the mechanism of absorbing nutrients. The intestinal tract is a whole different ball game. I mean, who designed the human body that way? I want to talk to those builders of forms because my goodness, that combination of what's come in and then the process, very complex. And we don't have that. This is not how we, that's also a huge physiology or anatomic difference for us. And so my body was extremely sensitive, and that includes sound, variation, tones, the planet tones, to the grid system, people loud coughing, loud sounds. If I was exposed to music, to different tone, it would disrupt me. So speaking was very difficult for me. It took me a long time to master the movement of the jaw, linguistic comprehension, how to bring that communication. It took me a long time to do that. I mean, I remember even by the age of 2 or 3 years old, I wanted to say something and come out, but my brain was having a hard time processing the complexity, the speed, the tones, grammars. Have you toned down in 3D verbal communication? And I'm like, oh, let's just talk through our thoughts. Let me transfer. It's so much easier. My team, when I go back to the ship, we just sit there and we look at each other, and so much is conveyed. It's soul exchange. That's what I say. We exchange an aspect of our soul, our essence, and I can. Everything is conveyed. It's so crystal clear. There's no filtering, emotional filters, misunderstanding. Choice of wording and filters from past wounds. None of it is there. It's all clearly conveyed. So the linguistic part of it was very challenging. And my skeleton structure being also a bit different than a normal human. Well, I was growing up quite fast at some point in terms of coming into a very elongated state. So my bone structures couldn't keep up, and my muscular structure was, forget that, it was having a really hard time. It was not coming together very nicely. So I had a tendency to break bones really easily. I could just cough too hard and break a rib, or if I move around and I slap my hand on the wall, I would break a finger. You know, I would have all these challenges. Imagine going to school that way and function in a way that you have to fast pace and kids pushing you. And then I remember a kid, you know, bump into me and I landed on, you know, on a the locker section and broke three ribs in a row as a result of that. So, and then you have recess and they force you playing ball. Ball was a nightmare because if they hit me with the ball, it could damage my body. But I was not aware. They didn't have the comprehension. They couldn't grasp what we were, my, you know, my mom was trying to tell them, you have to be careful with her. Oh yeah, she's no different. We have also kids who have special needs. No, no, no. You don't understand. With her, it's very different that a kid's a special needs or have, you know, an handicap or something. And I honor that, but it's very special, different needs. But they could understand once the adults are turned around, they brought me in the bunch and you go and do your gym and do this and do that. So because my body was still in a form of forming and developing and adapting with the earth gravitational pull and all the density and the energy here as a nocturne being, it took me a long time to stabilize my physical form. I mean, many years, I would say the first 20 years, at least the first 20 years. And that's really part of the challenge. And I would say part of the challenge that many hybrids at different level of species will have: immune system, respiratory tract are classic points in a hybrid. Physicality, very much classic. Digestive system. It's really, the human template is really something.
It's very interesting you bring that up, because I talk to a lot of different people where they have struggled with different digestive tract issues and you know, like brittle bones, they're breaking something, they're always, you know, spraining something. And a lot of them are quieter people. And it's like, starting to kind of put the connections together just a little bit on that, where you're much more physiologically from where you came from. And the Acterians are, where would you say they're from for people who are trying to figure out, like, where are they from?
Well, yes, of course. So from an astronomy perspective, so that gives you a better idea. So Arcturus is our realm. Arcturus is located within a constellation that is called Bootes, B-O-O-T-E-S, Bootes. And so that's the constellation where our realm is located. Of course, it's not physically, it's more etherically. This is where we are because we exist. We coexist in the higher octaves or higher, much more faster, higher vibrational state. So because we are more in the higher octaves of light, still our realm is here. We call it the realm of reunification. That's because over thousands of years, we have reunified our entire planetary system. So we have about, I think it's 13 planets, and one of them is a binary planet that has a different rotation, a different rotation system to them. So it create at first some differences between the Arcturian overall civilization, but that's thousands of years ago. But we have evolved over time from this, and now our realm is much more into a unified way, when those who truly communicate with Arcturians understand their essence. Whoever you communicate with, it conveys the same beautiful presence of light. And you're right, from a physiology perspective, I'm more representing where I originally come from, simply blended a little bit anchored with human or humanized aspect to bring the vessel so that on the earth aspect, I can have this connection to the planet. Otherwise, we wouldn't have to do that. The complexity of being a much higher vibrational being into in conjunction with a human template or a human gene, it's a very complexity because the body was rejecting at the early age. The body was literally rejecting the atmosphere, just the air that I breathe, the food, not a thing, nothing will stay. I mean, nothing. It's like the body was in shock, going, "Oof, where is that? It's so foreign. It's so, I still have issue. My body is so much better. I'm so grateful for my body and so much better. But I still have struggle where I go through cycles. Like right now, I'm going to a cycle where I don't keep much food. No matter what I do, I'm at that stage where it reminds me when I was less than a year old. I'm going back in that space. That's because I'm shifting, upgrading. I'm starting to get more into my Arcturian self, more and more and more. So this vessel is complying to that energy, but to stay here functional on the 3D Earth, even though she's evolving, you still have the same level of food and challenges and all of it. And there's a lot of vitamins that I take, and no matter what I do or don't do, and my body is still struggling, it's
Have you found that as you've continued to evolve and get more acclimated to being on the earth and still creating this mesh and bringing both parts of yourself together, have you found the food and what you eat has changed and continues, and as you said, it's been continuing to adjust? Has there been times in your life where it changed a lot and then it stabilized and then it changed a lot and stabilized, or has it kind of continually changed along the way?
It's a powerful observation. I like this because you are correct. When I went into my early 20s, father, my actual father came and says, "Okay, we're going to now to prepare you for the next level on the physiology level, and we're going to prepare you also vibrationally for the next stage. And you're preparing yourself to eventually entering the public stage." And so what happened is almost like overnight, I became a vegetarian. And they said that you can no longer ingest the flesh of other living form because that's draconian and reptilian diet. This is not a human diet, I'm sorry to say.
Right.
Okay, let's be open now that we are in that field. The
Yes.
way the diet has been pushed onto the human journey, the human complexity and the human template, this is a we said non-terrestrial diet. This is not your diet. This is not the original cosmic human template. So ingesting heavy meat, and then depending on where you're from in the world, of course, but in here in North America, the meat potato kind of cliches with corn and some veg or salad maybe to compensate all of these energy and growing in a French culture, you can imagine that it was really heavy meat, but still vegetable, but heavy meat. And so in my early 20s, my body shifted almost like overnight. And not only on the physical level, but on the state of consciousness, something opened up. And I start to feel and communicate with the animal kingdom. I'm starting to feel life on the planet. And I'm like, oh, I am no longer going in that direction. So within a year, my body flipped. And within a year, I became completely vegetarian, where I, for over now more than 25 years, no beef, no rabbit, no turkey at Christmas, forget it, no chicken whatsoever. I don't do, of course, none of these animals. I completely, and no pork. It's just pork is it's completely counterpart of the human template. You should. Human being is not, they're absolutely not designed to eat pork. It's contra nature, just to be absolutely realistic, and if you look at even on a genetic level, you're way too close in genetic composition. It's counter nature. So that was the first thing, because I absolutely adore all of these animals, but more than that, and in addition to that, my body was rejecting profoundly all of it, and even on a conscious level. So I became vegetarian, and I said, what aspect am I authorized to keep? So I asked aspect of the Fish Nation, and I asked them, I said, what is it that you're still in compliance with me that I could potentially eat here and there to supplement? And I got permission from two or three to the most, two or three Fish Nation. They said, it will be okay. We'll support you to another level of vibrational change, and then your body will change again, and then you're going to be able to release that. Yes. And so, but I don't do seafood, like no lobster, no crabs, no oyster. You know, I don't eat scallops and things like that. I don't do that. I shifted completely. And it's been this way for so long that the memory field of your body cleanses itself. So if you are on that path, the more you are in tune with that kind of more higher vibrational diet, so to speak, nothing about your blood type. This is reptilian, everybody. This is draconian. It's not about that. It's about the vibrational evolution of your body. Your organs evolve, your cells evolve, your digestive system evolves. So get in tune with the divine part of your body. Get to know yourself more, and you'll see there's going to be changes. That's going to be the next 2-3 years. Starting this year, there's going to be a lot of changes in that level. It is imperative to allow the state of consciousness to expand and release ourselves from this dualistic matrix reality, if that makes sense, of course.
Absolutely. And I'm really glad you brought that up, and they were bringing up with the food, because it's going to be an evolution for a lot of people. And it may be things where you could have eaten them before. Now, as the energy shifts, to listen to your body to say, can I still eat this? Or is my body saying, no, let's look at something different? It's really paying attention to your body, because it's going to really be important going forward, because we're all shifting, we're all changing, and everyone's going to do it at different levels. It doesn't mean everyone's going to be vegetarian tomorrow. It doesn't mean that. But what it does mean is listen to your body, as things you maybe could have eaten before, you might not be able to eat going forward, and you're going to know it in your body. Even as you're eating, it's going to go, I don't think I like this anymore. And you're going to put it down. And I think it's just important for people to know that this shift is happening, and people need to really pay attention to their body, the signals it's telling you, and what's good for you going forward and what's not. And everybody's going to have to make their choice on what it is, but listen to your body. Your body will tell you.
Beautifully said, absolutely. And that's part also of the awakening process, and that soul-body reconnection, where we become more conscious, more present to listening to the language of the body, to decoding the body needs, allowing, respecting also how your human template is shifting, evolving. You're no longer devolving in a place of primal fear, primal need, instinctual energies. You are reshifting, you're reascending from this. So the re-listening to the attuning, the fine-tuning of your body, rather than a chart that was made for you, yeah, based on the blood type. Again, I spoke my piece about that, but it's more in terms of, well, they're still there, so we have to acknowledge them.
Yeah.
You know, with love. And to bring ourselves back, it's also opening further what we call your intuitive centers, your inner clairs, your ability to attune, to listen. When you feel that something is out of balance, a distortion in your body, or you're feeling in a certain way, ask, okay, I acknowledge of it, take a deep breath. Show me, reveal to me where the distortion come from. Show me the point of origination. Is it coming from an external source? Am I being triggered? Is it triggering a body memory, an unresolved emotional attachment, or even something outside, well beyond the earth? And just allow yourself to attune. Oftentimes people ask me, or client says, well, how do I get more in tune? How can I communicate with my higher self? Well, you start communicating with your body, you're truly allowing that sacred body soul connection. And I must say, Angel, that this is something I have to do, especially in my case, but it's everyone. But I really have to be much more in tune with this physical form.
Yes.
Be at peace with this functionality. Sometimes I walk and I feel like I'm getting tall and tall and tall. That's because my Arcturian self is coming in. And even though on the human level I'm 5'9", doesn't look on the screen, I'm considered tall by human standard. I am very, very short compared to the Arcturians. So when I feel vibrationally and etherically my body getting really, really tall, like I'm several feet up, I look down and my feet are super far. And when I walk, I forget what it feels like to walk in the human form, because I'm no longer in that human consciousness. I am completely returning to my galactic self. And so I walk, I know my body instinctively know what to do. It moves, it does what it seems to do, but it feels foreign. I no longer remember. And then my team says, come back, you know, remember, you are on this earth mission. Remember, bring yourself back, embrace this human experience. You're learning a lot from it. We're learning a lot. You're helping many, many intergalactic groups to understand the earth human evolution. Bring yourself back. And then I can feel my body like shrinking down to the size I am. I'm like, oh, that's right, my feet. Now I remember how to walk. I remember what it feels like to grab an object, or, you know, to turn around and the spine is shifting and the hips are moving. Now I start to remember, but sometimes I forget.
And that's something I think is so key for people to realize, is as we're evolving and the energy, everything is shifting. And for me, I don't know about you, but I know the next few years especially is just a fast forward aspect. It's going to continue after that. We're not done in just a couple of years, but there's a fast evolution coming. And to understand, sometimes you may feel like you're not here anymore. You may feel like you're someone totally different. And to know when that happens, to just understand it's just you remembering who you really are and knowing to step back into it again, because you're here to experience this. This amazing experience on Earth is going to be, it's so fun, it's so interesting, and you never know which way it's going to turn. But the experience of it, to step in and to enjoy it each and every day, I think is something so important. And I love the fact where you said you're out and you're who you were, who you are, and then back again to experience this Earth and to bring that information out. And they're just bringing me up. We talked a little bit about changing and tapping into it. And on the DNA level, are there, because you've been receiving so much information from the Arcturians, because you are who you are, have they given you information on DNA? Are some people here have more Arcturian DNA than other people? Are they more connected in that way because of DNA? And is the DNA shifting and changing as we go forward?
Fantastic field, absolutely. So overall, from in, let's say, looking at the civilization here on this earth, you know that the earth human design to the DNA template, there's a lot of interstellar, let's call it this way. I like to use this word. It feels so uplifting and full of love. You have a lot of interstellar markers or imprint, or simply like codes or instructions,
yes,
that is intertwined into the DNA, right? And as you look at many civilizations like the Lyrians, for example, we love working with them in their high council. They do have what's called a sacred library, the Lyrian library of the human template, where the original cosmic human template is there, the blueprint is there. If you look at the original cosmic blueprint, it's really much what is shifting back. It's what we see as the potential in terms of returning more and more into different beautiful generational aspect of re-evolution. We call it a re-evolution because the Earth humans are returning into the original state they were always meant to be and designed for. So if you look at the DNA template and the DNA quantum field that also carry the memory and a multidimensional counterpart of it, you can tell that the strands are starting to reawake. There's a reactivation, there's a remembrance, there's a return, there's a state of, like, think of it this way. If you watch nature in spring, the buds, the little beautiful buds of potential of seeds, whether it's leaves, flowers, new creation, when they start to germinate and there's a next level of blossoming, nature is recreating itself. And that tapestry of life shifting in color, shape, and form. Well, we see something very similar in the DNA template. Yes. There's no need to be complicated about it to analyze what amino acid you have and, you know, the decoding of each cell. It's more understanding the intelligence of your DNA and how each strand has a really real potential, purpose, structure, even to the expansion of your telomere, the codons. Codons, when you look at them holographically, it's a multitude of fractals, all these seeds of creation and all the encoding that is reshaping itself. It's like an orchestration that is working perfectly in sync with your re-evolution of consciousness, mental faculties, empathic responses. Everything is interconnected. It is impossible to remain ingrained into a 3D narrative, dualistic, conscious way of living and tell your DNA to reshift to a 12 strand and beyond and be super active. It has to match. There is an alignment that needs to take place. And so that leads me to another point. They said, before you go there, you have one more thing to share. Yes, thank you. My team is bringing back to the center here. You ask about the DNA with Arcturians. So in my case, because I'm a prototype, so we understood what it took us just to build this vessel. And now we realize what it demands to maintain this vessel. And unfortunately, or as part of the experience, there's other group that comes from other system or other universe who understood the sensitivity of my physical form, and they exploit that from time to time, and we talk about it.
Yeah.
So we understood that it will be impossible to recreate a template that they have created for me. So this is why, in the same way I'm a prototype. They have, let's say, learn in advance from it. So those who are star seeds on the planet, who comes from our civilization, and we're not that many, we're pretty much rare birds on the planet. In physical form, we are, but we are very active with humanity, yes. But those are soul emanation from the Arcturian self or from our delegations. Sorry, there was a loud noise. It really makes me.
I heard so that.
You heard that?
They do that sometimes.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, let's continue on a bang, shall we? My apology to everyone. So for those who are Arcturian star seed or soul emanations from our delegation, oftentimes what we do is that even though the original body template will be the union of two humans, what will happen is that to help that soul to better have more, let's say, a better anchor on the planet, better antenna connections with their group to facilitate their journey, they may bring a little bit additional DNA or material or genetics to help to stimulate, never at the extent they've done for me. And that's, there was another purpose for that. But that's what we will do. And one thing we have observed is that is the same case for many other groups, like the Pleiadians will do that with their star seeds, or the Sirians, or, you know, those from Lyra. It's not automatically the case, but oftentimes we see these groups helping their people, so to speak, better adapt to their journey as Earth human, if that makes sense that way.
That makes perfect sense because I've talked to different people and I've experienced different things where I've had even my eye color changed almost overnight. And I thought there was something. I was going to go to the doctor because I thought there was something wrong with me. And then I had someone that I had met and they're like, oh, I need to talk to you about your eye color. I'm like, okay. So it was, and they just said it was just wanted to let me know it was just part of the activation process of opening me up more, and that then my eye color changed because of it. So then I'm like, okay, so I'm not like something's physically wrong with me where I'm gonna have to like get it checked out. But to know that those physical changes can happen, it doesn't happen to everyone, and it everyone's different. But to know sometimes you're gonna have physical changes, whether it be with what you're eating, with how you feel, with how your body works, or how it doesn't work for a little bit of time. But to know it's a lot of it may be part, maybe, and they're saying maybe because some people will think that everything is the ascension process and not a medical issue. They want people to know to, if you feel there's something wrong, to definitely have it checked out. They just want me to make that very clear. But to know that connection is there and different things can be activated along the way. And as you continued your move through this, you started working with the Acturians and the Council of 13th Light Dimension. Is there a way, and what is that 13th Light Dimension? And also, is there a way for people to tap into this themselves or not?
That's a beautiful distinction here. So first, yes, I represent deeply the Arcturian because I am an Arcturian being in this hybrid form. And they remind me all of it. I can feel Father putting his gentle, beautiful, delicate hand on my shoulder, so to speak, and always says, remember that you're one of us. But I know you got used to see this facial expression and taking care of this vessel, and you see humans every day. You know, so you get so engaged in what you do, and remember, you're one of us. So, with that being said, because this is how I choose to represent and serve Prime Creator in this lifetime, I chose to be an Arcturian being. But we also work with a large level of beautiful group consciousness. We work deeply and intimately with the Andromedans. We work with a multitude of interstellar groups. I work also with different vibrational beings. Some of them are just pure consciousness. Others are the builders or form or the great archetype. The great archetype of, you know, builders of universes or new dimensional space or world. And it's just, there's so much. It's infinite. So when there's no limitation around just Arcturian, it's just that this is the emanation that I primarily chose to bring here on the planet. So in that sense, Arcturians, we are working with a lot of people. We have different point of contact around the globe through channels, teachers, those who will either see us in dream state or communicating to their arts. Or when they do healing work, they say, well, I have some Arcturians working with me. When you work with the Arcturians, one thing we want to clarify is that it is impossible to mistaking us for reptilians, grays, reptoid, or dark beings, and all of it. So if the being so comes to you and says, we're Arcturians, but it feels off, or you feel manipulated, or invaded, or you feel you have bad experiences, ask them, reveal yourself to me. Are you of the highest light? You know that you're dealing with those who like to impersonate higher frequency beings, such as the Arcturians, or the angelic, or the Elohim, or Ashtar Command. They love doing that, and they come to you thinking that this is it, because I've encountered in a few times, but recently, some people saying, oh, I have been under attack by the Arcturians. I'm like, no, that's reptilian disguised as us. They love to do that. Believe me, we encountered it so much. I can see them miles away coming. I can see. They have a very unique behavioral pattern behind it that has nothing to do with our people. Same thing when you work with your group, you know that it's such a purity, a genuine energy, such a high level of quality that if any being will come and want to disguise themselves as your group, you go, I see you. Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can tell right away when someone's there. It's like, no, 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 no. You go play somewhere else. I'm done with you.
Precisely. Yeah. Let me escort you to the light. We'll have a chat. I'll bring you back to our console. And then, you know, we can coach you from there. But it's just that something that I would say even the dark light polarity will come and in attempt to instill fear in a way to discourage people to work with these beautiful masters or very benevolent groups, your brothers, your sisters, who really want to come in supporting you, because you're the one in physical incarnation. You're the one on the planet. You're the one who said, yes, I'm going to be part of the chosen ones. So believe me, everyone, no exception, and just not me, but everybody, you have access to working with many, many masters. And we call them masters because they have reached a level of masteries. I mean, look at the Andromedan. This is the phenomenal in what they do. They're so brilliant and creating new structures. And I saw the language. I mean, they're showing me sometimes walls and walls and walls of language of Andromedan. It's all talking about the new system coming in and how they're going to help implementing this new structure. They're brilliant in what they do. So just at a time of great discernment, to be self-assured, self-esteem up, trust in yourself, stand up strong in your light, feet on the ground, says, no, I am a being of light, I'm a sovereign being, and I have more authority than I was led to believe. And that's the time more than ever. This is how we need to live, breathe, create, communicate, think, and coexist with one another, right?
Absolutely. And I love the fact where you said, stand up straight, trust yourself, know who you are, and move yourself forward with that confidence, because we've been taught by many to have our confidence and our self-worth brought down. And this is a time to step in it, to stand in it, and to be in it with confidence, because that's really a lot of what's moving some of this change forward, is the people that are here who are doing this earth visit at this time. Because really, you know, we look at life as such a long time, but it really is more of a visit, and to really step into, if I'm visiting here, what can I do? What can I accomplish?
Right, exactly. So think of it this way. I love what you're saying, Angel. What is the footprint you want to leave behind? Because here's the thing. Mother Gaia herself remembers every lifetime or encoded or imprint of lifetime you've ever came to experience. And everything you left behind is encoded. Everything. So again, at the stage of where you are, whether you're 77 years old, 80 years old, whether you are 20, 50, 60, no matter what, the biological age, at a stage of where you are, time is still with you. Ask yourself, what is the footprint that I really want to leave behind? And be remember, in the earth historical archives, into the vibrational feel of the earth. That's nothing to do about becoming famous and have award and being a bookseller, bestseller, international, number one, so New York Times. And, you know, there's no need of these accolades, really. The accolades you get, it's from the earth, and you're celebrated with the entire universe. I can tell you that. So it's about allowing ourselves to release, unwind from these earthly attachments where we feel we need to be recognized. And believe me, I gone through that. You know, it took me such a long time just to be able to talk about, hey, this is who I am, and it's okay. We're here to support you. Well, even 10 years ago, it was not as well received. Because we have to wait a long time for overall the conscious energy, collective conscious on the planet to come to this point. This is why my team kept telling me, do your work, stay focused on your path, and in times. Yeah, but why are they saying this way? It's just not ready yet. Just continue. Oh, that person is ready. That was a current experience. Move forward. You're on the right path. Move forward. Continue. See the synchronicity. See the perfection. Yes, I know we want to do more. We understand. At the same time, then what they do, they give me a little taste. They open the curtain. I'll let you do a little bit more. Just a tab. Oh, I got a huge pushback. Okay, I close the curtain. Okay, I got my lesson. I'm good. Let's continue. And then it's just to see that every stage of evolution, it's really bringing the next level. And then what brings a lot of comfort for us is the next 3 years alone, what we call the triple gateway. It's a triple gateway of re-evolution that is really potent right now. And it's going to be just 24 up to 26, just to give you that timeline, that time frame alone. It's going to be transformational beyond words. Everything all together we have worked for, including the exhaustive work done on the interstellar level and even on the realm of light, the masters, all of it. There's such an orchestration has been put in place. Finally, they tell me, finally, we are here. And now you'll see as things are shifting. So I'm excited personally because the true core essence of my mission will finally be able to start to implement it. In the meantime, I continue the community, I continue to inspire, I continue to travel, do my work, be present. But we're just scratching the surface of a beautiful, immense iceberg, so to speak. And it's incredible. And one thing my team always says, in reality, you really, truly have no idea of what your life has in store for you, what is the essence of your soul design, the blueprint that you've come. You really have no idea because you're experiencing step by step. But if you were to look and if we were to give you a glance of what this design looked like, you would go like, wow.
I'm right there with you. I'm excited because I've been excited for the last few years. It's like when everybody else was kind of like, oh, what's going on? I was like, oh, we're here. We're here. I'm so excited. It's like I was that puppy that people were like, stop saying that. And I'm like, it's awesome. It's coming. It's here. We are bringing it into fruition. We are here bringing this in, all of us. You don't understand how important this is. And to hear it from you too is just so good to hear. And just I know we're getting long on time. I know you had said you had to get going. But the Actyrians, what are they gaining from working with us on the earth now? What are they gaining from this relationship with you coming here as this prototype, as bringing it through? What is their goal with working with us?
It's a great question. So allow me to bring some little adjustment to it. It's beyond a goal. I would say our great desire, it's really seeing the Earth civilization returning as an equal intergalactic race that will finally take their place with the multitude of consoles, the Federation of Light, and all of these. That will be like a great desire. We have seen this Earth struggling and shifting and being taken ownership and being, you know, descended and held into a space. So because we honor, we have deep reverence for sentient life form, and we're like ambassadors and guardians, our great desire is to see this civilization thriving and flourishing again. So that would be one of the greatest desire. In terms of the learning points, is we are rediscovering the better understanding of what a soul goes through when they come back into an earth form. It's so through me, they learn all the frequencies of all the experience I've ever had, including being tempered by the dark light and some other groups, or the great breakthrough, or the friendship, or beautiful people that we meet like yourself, Angel. So they're learning. You're welcome. You're learning. We are relearning. We are rediscovering what it feels like to re-evolve from a third base frequency, so to speak, into a higher frequency. So all of these frequencies of experiences help us to reteach and share that with other group consciousness. Like, I'll give you an example. We're going to coach or interact to some degree with some of those who come from Zeta Reticuli. Now, Zeta Reticuli, it's a beautiful, let's say, space or a realm where many, many variation of groups of grays will come. Okay. The very, very tall one, the short one, everything. And by the way, we are Arcturians. We have nothing to do with the grays. Oh, that's a false concept. Thank you for the clarification. And so once some of these group comes and interact with the Earth to rebuild her own genetic or to help to restabilize the evolution of their own body to rekindle themselves with a God spark, it's just a word, or the creator spark in you, then well, they come here and they say, well, we have all these souls contract. Now that they're all in human form, we can now implement these contracts. And we go, allow us to work with you. Here's the 101 manual how to communicate with a human being. Because the human template can be sensitive, it can be shock, you can try or overwork the adrenal system, the nervous system, you can really create a shock on the subconscious level, emotionally. So we have to work in ways. So we teach, we coach. It is just one example, but we coach these groups to understand the dynamics of how it works here. So that would be an example. And those who come and says, well, I'm going to harvest what I want because this is how we function. We say, well, no, it doesn't work that way here. So we're going to redirect you to another garden. There's no one there to interfere with. I'm going to redirect you to that. So because we are great ambassadors, we are oftentimes the ones who come and says, look, the Earth is at that point in that ascension process. The Earth just entered the strongest timeline for the second harmonic movement. But at the same time, we are looking at on the planet as this much of the soul group who will come into the evolution and the other soul group who will choose to continue to evolve on a third base. So we're helping to redirect, if you want, how we can interact at what level. We have a non-interference philosophy because we abide by universal laws and higher protocols. But there's others who they don't have the same etiquettes. So we're there to teach them, so to speak. And I'm humanizing a little bit of process here, but you get the, I feel you get the essence of
absolutely. And there, my team is just going, that was absolutely perfect because a lot of people working to understand it at a deeper level. And they're saying that was absolutely perfect. What was needed for the people that will be listening. So
oh, I'm so happy.
they said my team is just saying they know the Arcturians are very intellectual, and even though humans are also intellectual, sometimes as they're going through this ascension process, the understanding of it needs to be simplified just to get a better grasp of it. And so they're saying thank you for helping with the simplification. Not that people are dumb, they want people to know that right now. They're just saying as we're going through this, there's a lot to process. There's a lot to process intellectually. And to be able to hear it in different ways really helps us as humans process the information better. So they're just saying thank you for that.
You are most welcome. And that's exactly a prime example of what you just said and your team, a prime example why I chose with our group of elders to come and bring myself. Because in my realm, I have reached already a very, I would say, another octave of evolution. Okay. Just to be open-hearted, I needed none of it. This is not for, I don't have any karmic things to resolve from past lives and lessons to learn. Well, I'm learning, obviously. But in reality, I needed none of it. I volunteered to be above, coming above and beyond so I can be that very important bridge between humanity, so to speak, and the higher realms in that sense. And whether it's with our delegations or multitude delegations, they would say, they would bring me to says, okay, one of us is right there in this humanized form, and this is the reassessment we have learned. This is where we are at. This is where the point of, and we look at the map of the earth, and we can tell what part of the world is evolving at what level and what is holding back. And we go, okay, now we need to address that, because that's a counterpart. They're creating a paradox, or there's a loop there. That reminds me, four years ago, when I went back to Mount Shasta in California, the team says, we are going to dispatch you there physically to dismantle a time loop put in place by other groups or interstellar group. And when we enter the driving to town, I look around and I could physically see that time loop, like the entire town was stuck in the same loop of time. And they were repeating, it was like Groundhog Day every day. I mean, literally. And I'm like, oh, no, because they're going to be deprived from evolution. So we went there 3 years in a row to be able to dismantle that time loop and help them to shift, helping to accelerate the natural pulse of changes, especially what Shasta represent on the chakra system on the planet. Of course, it was very strategic to put a time loop there. Yes. By the counterpart, we call it the dark light polarity, the counterpart. Those who want to hold on to evolution, slow it down, they would love that no longer. But we did that, and sometimes they will do it. They say, oh, we need you physically to be on site at that location because we're going to create a catalyst of movement and change so that that place can re-evolve again or shift again. And that's what they're going to do. They dispatch me physically to places.
I love it. And the one thing they're saying is they just want me to maybe ask you, because they're bringing through information, healing and ascension are kind of hand in hand. Is that correct? How your the healing and ascension is really, as you're ascending, you're automatically healing and moving yourself forward. And to know it can be, it doesn't have to be as difficult as maybe it's been told. It's really how you perceive it and how you approach it. And they like the counterpart. You, like a lot of people say, the dark, the evil, the whatever, and it's just the counterpart, I think, is something that also helps people release that fear of what some have called darkness and all that. It's releasing that fear about it and going, oh, I'm just working through this, working in, and it's just a counterpart. It's not anything to be fearful of. So thank you for that information for people, because it's very important for people to hear that, because a lot of people look at healing instead of, there's healing here, but just ascending yourself automatically creates that healing within us too. So thank you for that.
You're most welcome. Absolutely beautifully said. It is healing ascension. It comes hand in hand. It really is.
I love it. And do you have anything you want to talk about or say before we close the session? I know we've run a little bit over them.
No. But it was so beautiful and necessary, and I know it's going to help and support many people, and that's the goal. We're here to be of service. We hope to help people overall, remembering really the immense potential that is coming as them, that is encoded within them. And we're starting to release the suit. Are we releasing these identities? And with love, understanding, bringing all the lesson learned, the wisdom earned, and being able to move forward and shift, and like allowing your, you know, butterfly, so to speak, to re-emerge instead of keeping yourself into a time loop of being a caterpillar all your life. You know, it comes to the point that cocoon is so old that it's suffocating. And there's a higher calling. It's a time to rise all together. And there's nothing mundane anymore. It's the rising of this to the occasion is given to us as guardians of the earth. Be gentle, be kind to life and with life. That means how you're utilizing the resources, water, food, animals, how you're interacting with others, yourself, Yes. That includes you, self-care, nothing selfish about this. Self-care, it's inviting more love that you can share and really bring yourself a level of higher discernment, understanding what you have a true being of light, like here today, two of them speaking with you, versus those who want to install fear or doubt or push their agenda, push their belief system, whether it's religious, whether it's based on research, whether it's a mentalized concept. Well, that's their path, but at the same time, ask, is this really part of the reality I wish to partake and give energy and power to? So interweave, cultivate every day the sacred virtue of interconnection, great compassion, kindness, empathic responses, yet clarity, mental discernment, be present, release yourself from useless distractions. Put the phone down. Let the video game done. Turn off the TV. Get yourself present. Feel, go outside, commune with the sun, feel the earth talking to you. Take a walk, meditate, bring joy, bring your friends, bring a gathering of friends at home, even if it's just two or three of you, and talk, laugh with each other. We're returning more into that aspect. What does it mean to be a human? Most people forgot you've been living as a human based on what you've been told a human is about.
Yes.
What does it mean to be an earth human? Let's discover that.
I like that. That's something I have really been examining myself because I'm realizing I've been, you're told work hard, do all this, and you forget to take the time to enjoy the life you're living. You forget to take the time to laugh, to dance to the music. You forget because you're so busy with everything and things we've been told. You forget to take the time for you and know it's not being selfish, but you're actually honoring yourself by doing so. And that's
And
something,
so it is.
it's so important for people to hear that and so important for people to know that and to carry their, my team is just saying, carry the words that have just been spoken in the last few minutes between both of us and really listen to them. Listen to them with your heart, listen to them with your ears, and feel how much when you hear the words and you really listen to them, how much you know they're true. And they're true for you and true for all of you who are listening. So take the time for you, honor you, and know you are here to enjoy the journey. You are here to enjoy everything about it. And you're here to have fun and make the connections with everyone. And I am so grateful and happy to have made the connection with you today, Fionn. I'm so appreciative of that. So thank you so much.
Oh, you are most welcome. It's been such a joy. I mean, really, it's been one of the most easiest, flowing, and uplifting conversation I've had in a long time, and it's very refreshing to go,
Oh, thank you.
talking to another wonderful, beautiful, gifted, heart-centered, light being, and you're like,
You.
thank you for opening your doors to us.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you so much. And I feel just so honored to be part of this and being able to show others who you are on a heart level, because I feel so many people are shown at just what they know, but who are they? Who are they? And I love showing people who you are. And I am so excited to share you with others. And I also want to encourage people to go on your website, infinitehealingfromthestars.com, and also to check into your new Octurian online community because it is so key for people. You're interested in learning and understanding. And I know my team is just saying, Vivian, you offer so much to people and it is so needed. So thank you so much for that.
It's wonderful to be recognized and heard. Thank you so much. What a lovely gift today, a perfect timing. And yeah, the community is designed for this. And people, we have people from all over the world. It's the quality that matters the most to us. And it is just, it's been quite a beautiful journey so far. And we're continuing expanding. We all are. This is a time of rising expansion, no longer playing small. This is just an illusion. We are giants of light. And as such, let's combine our light. If we do that right here, right now, we have reascended. It's really
absolutely. It is community. Community and love for each other and understanding and compassion for each other. Growing that community, that's changing the world.
It really is. It really is. Angel, thank you so very much. I'm very, very grateful for this most amazing time with you when you're in your beautiful community. And I'm honoring each and every one of you who will be listening and discovering more and more through space and time this very important conversation. Both sides, great wisdom, a lot of anchoring of energy along the way. Take the time to go back, replay, listen. There's a lot going on here.
Absolutely. And the vibrancy, the vibration, the frequency are there for so many that are listening. So keep that in mind as you're re-listening to this beautiful recording. And with that, I just want to thank you again, Vivian. I thank you so much. Thank you for your time, sharing your knowledge. I appreciate that so much. I want to remind everyone to make sure to listen to the next episode of Edge Talk Radio. They're on the first and third Tuesdays of the month at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you missed the episode, no worries. It's there as a downloadable podcast. You can listen to it when it works out for you. And for those of you, on my YouTube channel and watch this amazing interview. And that is on Angela Zabel, Teacher Coach Medium. So check that out. And I just want to thank everyone again. Thank you all for sharing your time, for listening, expanding, and amplifying our universe together. Thank you all and have an absolutely amazing day.